To the example of Father Capon, we are given a model of how to be hope to a hopeless world, to be light to a dark world, to be so filled with joy that people desire to be around us. There's an urgency in the world right now. I want to enter the mission territory. In fact, the Lord has called all of us into this battle for souls. He's not given anybody a pass on that. Welcome to the Foxhole.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jason Searle, and on behalf of Capon's Men, we thank you for joining us in the Foxhole on the Memorial St. James Francis Station in Powell. Our Men's Faith Formation Group follows the example of servant of God, Father Emil Capon, a priest from Kansas who lived the gospel in a simple daily life all the way through his heroic actions on the battlefields and the prisoner of war camp in Korea, where he eventually died at the hands of his captors. Although Father Capon was ordered to safety during the Battle of Insan, his response to accompany his men during the battle that ensued and their subsequent capture resulted in Father Capon becoming the most highly decorated chaplain in United States Army history. Foxhole's been honored to host guests who are making a difference in their communities, families, and their faith circles, and we explore how they, just like Father Capon, are doing the simple things in extraordinary ways. This week we're honored to have Father Steve Rendall, who founded and serves as director for Warriors on the Way. At Capon's Men, we support our men and women in uniform and have a very special respect and admiration for them. Like Father Capon, Father Steve served as an Army chaplain, recently retiring, and not being one to sit around, he's led an effort at Warriors on the Way to take our veterans who suffer from PTSD and moral injury to the Camino de Santiago, the 500-mile walk from France to the west coast of Spain, to the tomb of the third apostle who Jesus called, St. James, or Santiago, who is entombed in Santiago de Compostela, or in English, St. James, under a field of stars. I've had the pleasure to chat with him about his work, and on behalf of Capon's Men, we want to welcome him and show him our gratitude for his work with all of these true heroes who journey under that field of stars, seeking healing, belonging, and the warm embrace of our Lord along the over 1,200-year-old pilgrimage trail. Their work and outcomes are spectacular. When Father Steve is not on pilgrimage, he guides people through the spiritual exercises of Ignatius Loyola. And coincidentally, as a veteran of both the Camino and the exercises, I can tell you both are about 30 days in duration, and both have spectacular graces presented to you during and long after the experience. We're in for a real treat this morning. Before I turn it over to Joe and Father Steve, I want to once again remind you that you can find all of our resources at capeandspend.com, and watch our free faith formation series at form.org. You can also share this and previous podcasts with your friends via any podcast format. And please give us a like and a review if you're inspired to do so. Our main goal is to share the message of Father Capon. Joe Ferris will lead us with a prayer. And with this, it's an honor to introduce and welcome Joe and Father Steve. Good morning, brothers, and thanks for joining us in the Foxhole.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Jason. Beautiful introduction. Got me fired up to talk to Father Steve. Before we do that, let's just take a second and pray. The psalm response today is the glory of the Lord is higher than the skies. And I think at this time, especially as this world is more and more chaotic, I think it's nice sometimes to just stop and count our blessings and just kind of and react and from gratefulness. So let's take just a second and we'll in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, wherever you are, just kind of call to mind something that we're grateful for today. It's easy to fall into despair. It's easy to fall into bitterness and let that poison our day. And let's try to start this day with a new heart and a new mind. Jesus, we love you so much. I thank you, God, for this day. I thank you, Lord, just for your glory. I thank you for the sunrise, the sunset, our families, all the things, God, that are going right. Sometimes it's so easy for us to focus on the things that are going wrong. And I pray, God, for this conversation today with Father Steve, and I pray for all those listening that we might see your glory, Lord, higher than the skies. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Steve, I know you're there, and I'm excited to speak with you, and I'm going to jump right in because Jason's intro was powerful. And I just want to give you a couple minutes here at the front end just to tell us your story, how'd you become a chaplain? And then how Warriors on the Way was kind of born out of that. Maybe even share a little bit about your work with the veterans so we can hear how things are.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it very much. My entry into the chaplaincy was a secondary thing for me in a way, as far as I grew up wanting to be in the Army. And so I enlisted at 17. I only had two life goals. The one was to jump out of planes and the other one was to go to war. And well, it was just a few months later, I was jumping out of planes, and it was close to, well, 21 years later, I finally went to war. Upon getting there, I kind of looked around and asked, well, why was I in such a hurry? But the first part of my career in the Army was as a paratrooper, being enlisted, and I was a parachute rigger. And that lasted for 17 years. And I was in a position where I started to question what I was doing and why, the position that I had in the Army at the time, and decided that I would go ahead and transition out, even that late stage in the career. And then it was through the disruption that was caused by that that God brought into focus what it was that he had for me, and that was to enter into ministry and ultimately return to the Army as a chaplain, which started the second half of my career in the Army, and that being as a chaplain. I went ahead and served another 14 years as a chaplain, serving with the 1st Cavalry Division and 10th Mountain Division, as well as a few other assignments. The final one being at the Army Medical Center and School here in San Antonio, Fort Sam Houston, Texas. And it was there that I was the curriculum developer and instructor in the Department of Pastoral Ministry Training. And there I researched and developed the Army Chaplain Corps course on how to provide a pastoral response to PTSD and moral injury. And in that process, over the course of the time there, when I was with the 1st Cavalry Division, I deployed to Iraq from 2006 to 2008. And so I had my own background and understanding of the needs of the combat soldier and the experience of Operation Iraqi Freedom during the surge. And so in coming to San Antonio and developing that course on providing the ministerial response to PTSD and moral injury, and at that point having more than enough time in the Army to retire, I saw it to be the right time for a transition back to civilian life, and realized that at closing in on 30 years of being in uniform, simply getting up one morning and not putting a uniform on was not exactly what you could consider a transition plan. So I realized the need to pray, to have uninterrupted opportunity for discernment, and realize that the only way to do that would be to get out and away from others. And so I had known about the Camino de Santiago for some time. I was actually introduced to it by Father Conrad, a Franciscan who leads a veterans pilgrimage to Assisi, and he had just walked the Camino himself. So when I went to Assisi on pilgrimage with him, recognizing how the life of Francis could inform soldiers' lives today, because Francis himself was a combat veteran, he introduced me to the Camino de Santiago, and so it was something that I had prioritized for myself in one of those someday type thoughts. And I realized that the someday had come, that I was going to go and walk and have my month or so of uninterrupted time to pray and just seek what God would have me to do. And so I flew to Spain and I turned my phone off and I started walking. And it's great. You know, there's an incredible benefit brought by pilgrimage, and there's also an incredible benefit brought by just turning your phone off. So I recommend everyone have a spiritual discipline of turning your phone off every so often. But in the process of walking the Camino, I recognize while walking how incredibly healing it was. And I mean, just being a matter of a few days in, I could see and feel and experience changes going on within myself. And by the time I got to the Cruz de Ferro, which is an incredibly moving experience, I got there, and the tradition is to carry stones that represent something that you want to leave at the foot of the cross, some burden that you want to leave at the foot of the cross. And I was carrying a stone for each of the soldiers that my battalion had lost during that deployment from 2006-2008. And so I left them at the foot of the cross and gave the burden of those deaths to Christ, where they belong to begin with. And it was this incredible, overwhelming, freeing experience. And as I turned away from there and to prepare to start walking again, I said to myself, I need to bring more vets out here. I need to create the opportunity so that other people can experience what I have experienced. And that was the first seed. That gave birth to the Warriors on the Way program. Over the next couple of years, designed what this need to be, what does it need to look like, what does it need to involve, how do we get veterans out there when they don't have the funds to do it themselves. And so between the background that I had in the researching and writing on PTSD and moral injury and the teaching of that course, kind of guiding what elements the pilgrimage would have to include, and the formation of a 501c3 in order for the donations to be made, people to support, so that each pilgrim that goes, each combat veteran that goes, is fully sponsored so that they don't have out-of-pocket expense related to the expenses of the trip. It took 2 years before we set off with our first group of pilgrims. And it's just been amazing. It's been an amazing experience. And it's truly a blessing to be involved in general, and specifically to have just answered a unique call to serve a population that is frequently underserved, particularly because there are so many veteran resources out there today, but particularly underserved as far as the repair and the healing of the soul.
Yeah. Father Steve, that's a mouthful. That's a lot of beautiful, listen to your transitions and the story. It just opens up. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the results you've seen from the pilgrimage, and then maybe even for people listening, how they could join up and walk with you? But I think for a lot of us, the men and women you've walked with, what are some of the things you've seen out there?
All right. Yes. Well, I'll start with just the pure statistic. We do a before and after PTSD assessment using a test tool that's been proven to be effective. An assessment tool that's proven to be effective. And we're demonstrating a 70% reduction in symptoms, the experience of symptoms. So people come in, they arrive ready to go, they do the first assessment, end of the pilgrimage, do the second assessment, and in the over the course of the pilgrimage, the collective number, the group average, is a 70% reduction in symptoms. So just absolutely amazing. Anything over 20% is considered significant. 30% or more, it's directly attributed to whatever treatment modality the person is involved with. So to have a 70% reduction, double what it takes to prove the effectiveness of the pilgrimage, is just an incredible evidence that God is working through this program. Now, the number is amazing, but the individual stories are fantastic. And we have examples of people who have these dramatic stories. One of our pilgrims said that it was his intent in joining the army to be the most dangerous person there was, to be the ultimate soldier, bringing violence to bear upon the enemies of the United States. And so when he entered the infantry, and from the infantry went into special operations and constantly pursued this need to be the ultimate fighting machine. And then upon getting out, realized that that was not something that transitioned to a healthy soul, a healthy spirit, a healthy civilian life, and really didn't know how to back away from it. It had been the sum total of his entirety of his desire in life, what he was to be. And to find peace while walking was incredibly healing for him. And at the other end of the spectrum, we've got the more gentle lesson of the individual, a bit like the story of the great king that we read in the Old Testament, that he wants a healing. He seeks out a prophet to tell him how to heal, and said, "Well, go and dip yourselves 3 times and you'll be healed." And he rejects the message because it wasn't a good enough answer. He wanted a big answer from God. And we had one of our pilgrims who said, but when we were sitting in the cathedral waiting for the pilgrim's mass to start, he leaned over, he said, "You know, I walked this expecting this huge voice from heaven, God telling me exactly what I was to do. And instead I've learned that I need to be humble and listen for the quiet voice." And so just the spiritual development that occurred with him that allowed him to settle into a time of peace, that everything didn't have to be fast, that didn't have to be big, didn't have to be a great show, but rather to slow down and take comfort in God. You know, those are kind of the bookend extremes. And we've got stories all in between, people who had lost friends and were trying to figure out what to make of that, people who questioned actions that they took or failed to take. The variation and the variety of stories and personal experiences that all get touched by God while we're walking is just incredible. And so that's, you know, that's the human dimension of that statistic. And I have to say that it's possible because we've got a great team. We've got a great team blessed by God. Obviously, I came up with the idea. I was inspired by God with this idea. But additionally, we've got two incredibly faithful clinical psychologists that are part of the team as well. And they alternate on the pilgrimages so that neither one of them is overwhelmed with time away from their practice. But Dr. Landry and Dr. Phillips come in, and they're able to provide information and direct people to resources as far as the clinical psychology part. And they're great people of faith, each one of them. And then my own providing for the spiritual care. And we demonstrate to the pilgrims, to these combat veterans, that psychology and spirituality are not the enemies of each other. That they can work hand in hand with each other, that they bring different things to the table, and that by embracing both as needed, one or the other taking the lead, that a more complete and fuller healing is possible. And of course, all of it, like I said, they're great people of faith. All of it is done under the larger umbrella that this is what God wants for their life. God wants them to be restored. There's an excellent quote from one of the Desert Fathers. It says, an elder was asked by a certain soldier if God would forgive a sinner. And he said to him, tell me, beloved, if your cloak is torn, will you throw it away? And the soldier replied and said, no, I will mend it and put it back on. And the elder said to him, if you take care of your cloak, will God not be merciful to his own image? And so that's what we want to express to each of these combat veterans on pilgrimage, that God wants them to be healed. God wants them to be restored.
Amen. I think even that's probably a great message for all of us to hear over and over again. Father Steve, can you talk a little bit with us? I know there's this concept of spiritual hospitality and how that would kind of transition into the men that are on this call with us. Would you mind breaking that open a little bit? I know you talk quite a bit about it, and how we could, how the men on the call that have logged in can kind of grow from that as well.
Right. Okay. Well, Peter said in his first epistle that we need to be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks for a reason for the hope that's within us. And yet we have to do it with gentleness and respect. That's 1 Peter 3:15. And so the hospitality, you know, as people of faith, we have to be ready to give that reason why we have hope, but to do so with gentleness and respect, as Peter says. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who are extremely vigorous for the faith and incredible people of faith, but they haven't quite figured out the gentleness and respect part. We want people to understand why Christ is so amazing because of the kindness that's within us. And that can be a challenge for some. We want to have a hospitality. We want people to realize that they are welcome. We want this principle of showing that holy hospitality. And the pilgrimage is a great example of how that works. We want to kind of transport people into a way of thinking about the faith where everybody is working together towards that end goal.
And thank you, Father Steve. That's beautiful, good stuff. Can I ask you, there are a lot of men on this call that would love to walk with you, to support you, to learn about how to be more involved. Would you mind just sharing with us a little bit about how our listeners can follow you, support you, potentially even walk with you and connect with you once we get off the call?
Yes, thank you. Well, first, the kind of clearinghouse for all of our information is warriorsontheway.org, warriorsontheway.org. And anybody who wants to participate in the pilgrimage, any combat veteran out there that wants to apply, they find our contact information and send us a message through there. The process is a multi-part process. And so we'll respond with information as to this is what it's about, this is what's expected. And then based on the interactions there, the application process continues. As far as the listeners who want to support us, number one, pray. And I once heard that prayer is the least a person could do and it's the most a person could do. By praying, you open up all the power of heaven. So we ask that you pray for us. And then, as far as tangibly assisting us, please support us financially. The operating cost for a pilgrimage is about $40,000 to $45,000, depending on the rate of exchange any given year. And that is all pilgrimage expense. Nobody takes a stipend off of this. Dr. Landry and Dr. Phillips both volunteer their time. I subsist off of my retirement. We're dedicated to bringing people healing. So all monies that brought in go to real expenses, putting combat veterans on the Camino. So please consider providing for us as part of your charitable giving. And they consider also, if I may, just jump back to the hospitality and the idea of accompaniment. I'd ask for you to consider St. Francis and St. Ignatius of Loyola, both of them combat veterans, and look at the incredible intensity that they put into the winning of souls. They saw it as a new type of warfare upon their conversion, where they once went out to defend and to fight. They were once again defending and fighting, but this time fighting for the souls and defending them against Satan. And so be the radical soldier of God in the winning of souls.
Amen to that. Father Steve, if you don't mind, to close us out, we always ask our guests, and you, your story is powerful, and I hope everybody on this call checks the website, maybe jumps on a walk at some point of pilgrimage with you, and certainly to support the amazing work you're doing. Would you mind just praying us out, and then at the tail end of your prayer, Scott will come on, and he'll kind of share what's going on and what's coming up next. But I just want to thank you again. Know and be assured of my personal prayers for you and for your ministry and for the men and women that you're walking with. But we would ask you just to pray us out of here, and then we'll head straight over to Scott from there. Okay, Father?
All right. And if I may, I'll use the St. James Pilgrim's Prayer for us all. St. James, Apostle, chosen among the first. You were the first to drink the cup of the Master and the great protector of pilgrims. Make us strong in faith and happy in hope on our pilgrim journey, following the path of Christian life, and sustain us so that we may finally reach the glory of God the Father. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks, Father Steve. We're very honored to have you on and the service that you've done for our country and for our soldiers and especially for our Lord, just bringing about that healing. It's so amazing to hear and great to hear you have dedicated your life to that work of the Lord as well, like St. Ignatius and St. Francis. So thank you so much for joining us. All right, man, we've got some good guest speakers as always coming up. It's amazing to see the list lined up. We've got Vice Admiral Jim Crawford next week, who is the former Judge Advocate General of the Navy. He did a lot of counsel, legal counsel to the Department of Defense, the Chief of the Navy, and even to the President himself at times, and so he's a great Catholic and has a really great perspective on the faith and his life of service as well. The following week, we have Father Nathaniel Haslam, who's worked with Capon's Men down in Texas. He's a Legionnaire of Christ and is really on fire for the faith and Father Capon's story. We, as far as challenge this week, which I almost forgot to mention, Father Steve's account of, you know, the veteran who was expecting some big thing from the Lord, but was was taken just by the little ways of the Lord, of just the time spent with Him, how important that was and how the Lord speaks to us. And so the challenge is, as Father Steve mentioned, to maybe just turn off your phone for a bit and go for a walk and just be with the Lord. Take in the outdoors and let the Lord just kind of soak into your heart, into your soul, and do His work there. And you don't have to worry about whether it was successful or not, if you heard, you know, some great direction or not. Just know that He's working in your life and will continue to work, and He just wants to be with us. So that's the challenge this week. Just turn off the phone and spend some time with the Lord on a walk if you can. Thanks, men. God bless, and may Father Capon pray for all of us and our needs.
Thanks for joining us in the Foxhole. As we go, we're blessed to leave you with these words from Father Capon himself.
We can surely expect that in our own lives there will come a time when we must make a choice between being loyal to the true faith or of giving allegiance to something else which is either opposed to or not in alliance with our faith. O God, we ask of Thee to give us the courage to be ever faithful to Thee. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. May the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon all of you. Amen.